Midnight Bible Stories. There's a lot of them. We're doing one about Gideon. Midnight is the darkest hour of the night. It can be literal, figuratively, or spiritually. We all go through dark times, but the Lord is there. And the Lord brings us to these times and takes us through these times. We've gone through several different stories, Midnight Bible Stories, and seen this time and time again. In Judges 6 and 7 and 8, we find the story of Gideon. He was one of the judges over the children of Israel. He didn't start out that way, but God appointed him to this. And we find in Judges 6 that the children of Israel were greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, the Amalekites, and the children of the east. They'd come in and overran their land and brought in all their camels and their flocks and had greatly impoverished the children of Israel. And God allowed this. It says the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. What was the evil they did? The evil they did, they didn't worship God. They were worshiping something other than God. And in this particular case, they were worshiping Baal. Apparently, they felt like they wanted to be more like the world than like the children of God that they were supposed to be. The angel of the Lord appeared unto Gideon, and that was in verse 12, and he tells him 10 words right off the bat. And these words keep ringing true in the story of our Gideon. The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Now, Gideon didn't necessarily feel that way, but it was still a fact. He was calling Gideon a champion. That's what the word mighty means. It's the Hebrew word gibber. He was a champion of faith, as we know from Hebrews 11:32, where we find Gideon mentioned. Well, the Lord told Gideon some other things, and Gideon, the Lord told him in by night that he was to build an altar unto the Lord and call it, and that place that he was to build it was where his fathers had a grove and an idol set up to Baal. That was in 25 and 26. And he was instructed to build an altar unto the Lord upon the top of this rock. This rock figures Christ, Jesus, and in the ordered place. And he was, you can look at verse 25 and 26, and he was there to worship, make an offering there. And so we'll pick up our story in Judges 6, 27. And I guess we could call this the one of the midnight Bible stories concerning Gideon. It says, this is after Gideon would receive those instructions from the Lord in Judges 6:27. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, his own servants, and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. The city was Oprah. The men of the city were, a lot of them, Abiezerites. That was from the tribe that, or the family of Gideon's father. They were the family of Gideon's. Those in Gideon's father's household were idol worshipers. And obviously, Gideon's father allowed this and had even built an altar of Baal that was on his land. Thus, this altar was in his possession. And Sister Bodie, in her study book on Judges, she wrote about this, saying, "No one can be used in delivering others without a judging of everything not in harmony with God in one's own home. Not a blow could Gideon strike at Midian while the altar to Baal stood in his father's house. It was these altars that was the cause of the captivity." Now, that's the end of quoting Sister Bodie for now. Note, as you read this 27th verse, that Gideon feared his father's household, not his father. I'm sure he reverenced his father to a point. But his father's household and the men of the city were avid and devout idol worshipers. And also, no doubt, they had been eyeing Gideon's father's bullock of 7 years old for their own idol worship. Gideon had 10 men of his own servants, men he could confide in, men who would follow Gideon's instruction, and perhaps they were part of the group among those in Israel who had not bowed the knee to Baal. These 10 men, Gideon knew, would cheerfully help Gideon in this midnight task. Try to get somebody to go to work all night. Well, if you're a servant, what are you going to do? Follow instructions, I guess. But at any rate, that's just an aside. And they had to do some serious work here this night. Now, we found the number 10 again in this midnight Bible story. And recall that the number 10 is the number having to do with responsibility according to ability, meaning this: we have a responsibility to believe God and in his ability, and in turn, God's responsibility is to do even the impossible. Stated another way, our responsibility is to believe God, and his responsibility is to perform what he said he would do according to his infinite ability to do all things. He's before all things, by him all things consist. I mean, there isn't anything that he doesn't have a grip on or he can't do. Gideon took 10 responsible men with him to complete the many tasks given him to do on this, in this midnight Bible story. And we find these tasks in Judges 6, 25 and 26. And these tasks were to take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Obviously, that's quite a night's work. That would be a full night's work. And one more thing here in verse 27, and that being that this task Gideon was about to embark upon was done at night because Gideon feared those of his father's household and the men of the city. The Hebrew word translated feared here is 3372 in the Strong's Hebrew Concordance. It's yareh. It means to fear from an apprehension of danger. This is actually the third time we read this word fear or feared in our story of Gideon. In all three times so far, it's been the same Hebrew word, yareh, that's used. In verse 10, the Lord used his prophet to tell the children of Israel, "I am, the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Then the Lord himself told Gideon in Judges 6:23, Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Gideon was not afraid of the gods of the Amorites. Gideon was not afraid of dying, but because he was apprehensive of facing the men of his father's household and the men of the city by day, he felt safer by proceeding with this task the Lord gave him to do, by doing it by night, when his chance of discovery would be lessened and his assurance of success would be the greatest. Gideon here was being proved as a man of faith, not a man who was fearful and afraid to follow the word of the Lord. Later, as we get through more in this midnight Bible story, and this won't be today, but if the Lord tarries, we will read how those fearful and afraid that Gideon was picking to go with him, that the Lord was picking, they were sent back home. Thus, they couldn't become part of Gideon's mighty men, that is, men of faith, who God used to deliver Israel from those idol-worshipping Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east. You'll see this when we get to Judges 7:3. So at a midnight hour, Gideon throws down the altar of Baal, and he replaces it with the altar of the Lord built upon this rock, which figures Jesus, the rock of our salvation. Excuse me for a second. Go to Proverbs 9:10 for a second. Proverbs 9:10 says this, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The Hebrew word translated fear in Proverbs 9:10 is different from the Hebrew words we discussed above. Here, it sounds about the same, but it's number 3374 in a Strong's Hebrew Concordance, and it's yirah. It's not, okay? And it means a respectful and reverent fear of God. This is the attitude of fear of the Lord that Gideon had that enabled him to throw down the altar of Baal. And stated another way then, Gideon's fear of the Lord, that is his reverent respect of God and following his will, far outweighed his fear of his father's household. There's another scripture found in Psalms 118:8. I think we've mentioned it before in our studies. It says, It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That was Psalms 118:8. Okay, back in Judges 6:28 through 32, we'll read this, and then we'll comment on it. Judges 6:28. This is after Gideon had and his 10 men had destroyed Baal's altar and worshipped the Lord there. And when the men of the city arose in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said to one another, Who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, Bring out thy son that he may die, because he hath cast down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the grove that was by it. I don't think Joash thought that was a good idea. And we read this here in verse 31. And Joash said unto all that stood against him, will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? Will you save Baal, in other words? He that will plead for him, for Baal, let him be put to death while it is yet morning. If he, Baal, be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar. Therefore on that day he called him, Gideon, Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he hath thrown down his altar. Now, I want you to notice several things here in these verses. In this mass of people found assembled here in these verses, one person is not there, Gideon. You wouldn't expect him to be. He wasn't a Baal worshiper. He wasn't part of their idol worship, and he had no business attending their assembly. Also note in these verses, and you'll probably miss it if you don't think about it a little bit, there's no mention of the Lord either. Wonder why the children of Israel were greatly impoverished. They didn't have the Lord in their life. The Lord and the will of the Lord was the farthest thing from the men in this crowd's mind. Their focus was upon their idol. In Judges 6:28 and in verse 31, we find mentioned three times the men of the city. The men of this city, this phrase is found 13 times in Scripture. 13 is a number pointing to rebellion. Perhaps they were a rebellious group, huh? Obviously, yes. This rebellious bunch seems to have been in the habit of starting their worldly day worshiping Baal. Thus we read in verse 28, when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. In verse 29, they inquired as to who had done this thing, and they quickly came to the conclusion that it was Gideon. How did they reach such a quick conclusion that it was Gideon? The scripture doesn't specifically say, but Gideon, he had a testimony. His testimony to them was the fact that he did not enter in with them to idolatrous worship. In other words, they knew Gideon to be no friend of Baal, so thus Gideon becomes the obvious suspect. And after reaching the conclusion that Gideon had destroyed the altar of Baal, had thrown it down, and he was instructed to do that by the Lord, and that he had also destroyed Baal's groves, and he was instructed to do that by the Lord, we read in verse 30, then the men said unto Joash, that's Gideon's father, bring out thy son that he may die, because he hath cast down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the grove that was by it. Again, the men of the city didn't mention the Lord. And that was who Gideon worshipped. They never once considered in their own mind their worshiping Baal was evil in the sight of the Lord. And that was the reason for their great impoverishment. They didn't once think about that. They had totally neglected the Lord. Now, I want to focus upon Gideon's father, Joash, for a few moments. remember when we introduced the characters and early on in this lesson, we found that Joash names mean Jehovah has helped. In Judges 6:11, he was introduced as Joash the Abiezrite. And Abiezrite means the father of the helped. Abiezer was a family in the tribe of Manasseh. Manasseh was a tribe of Israel. So Abiezer was a family in the tribe of Manasseh, and probably a rather small family at that. Go back to Judges 6:15, and Gideon said to the Lord there, "Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house." Wasn't a big family. But Joash was the head of this small family, and thus, as the head of the family, he would be the lord or owner of the town of Ophrah. That's where they lived. And because of this, it is thought that Joash was the chief magistrate of Ophrah, which explains why the men of the city came to Joash in the first place, there in Judges 6, 28 through 31. You will find Joash, Gideon's father, mentioned in 8 verses in Judges 6 through 8. Now, we've gone over the number 8 half a dozen times in this study, but one of the meanings of the number 8 is a new beginning. And that's exactly what we're going to find here in this midnight Bible story of Gideon. That is a new beginning for the children of Israel. We'll find in this story, Gideon is referenced as son of Joseph, son of Joash, 5 times in this midnight Bible story, showing all in Manasseh knew who Joash was. And, of course, 5 is the number of grace, you know that. The only words of Joash that are recorded in Scripture are found in Judges 6, 31, and 32. Interesting, huh? And here's what he said. "And Joash said to all that stood against him, 'Will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death while yet mourning. If he, Baal, be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar.'" Now let's think about this also for a moment. We know at this time that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and this evil was that they worshiped Baal. They didn't worship God. How many worship Baal, we are not told. But not all of the children of Israel worshiped Baal. Those who did not worship Baal didn't oppose those who did, it seems. And up until this point in time, Joash was one who allowed Baal worship on his land. Probably was a participant himself. So here in verse 31, when Joash speaks to all that stood against him, how many men of the city of Ophrah were opposing him? Well, we're not given an answer in Scripture, are we? Were all of the Abiezrites, his family, against Joash here in verse 31? Probably not. The men of the city had requested that Gideon be brought forth so that he may die. And Joash answered them, "Will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death while it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one cast down his altar." In other words, Joash was asking them to consider who they were. Who they were children of Israel. And why would Israelites plead for Baal? Are you going to save him? Why doesn't Baal, if he were a god, plead for himself? If Baal is a god, he knows who has done this deed, and he should be able to avenge himself on the one who has cast down his altar. Joash, their chief magistrate, then added these terrifying words, "He that will plead for him, let him be put to death while it is yet morning." Apparently he had the authority to do that too. Nobody stepped forward, did they? Now, in our story, we are not told if Gideon had informed his father Joash of his experience with the angel of the Lord in the preceding days. It'd be hard not to tell somebody, wouldn't it? So we might make an assumption that maybe Joash knew about this. And we know by Gideon's actions, he expressed where he stood. And Joash was now convinced of the necessity of a reformation in order to be delivered from the impoverishment of the Midianites. So Joash, he took a stand with Gideon. In so doing, he took a stand with the Lord. Joash makes one last statement recorded in Judges 6:32. And that is, "Therefore, on that day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he hath thrown down his altar. So Joash called his son Gideon Jerubbaal," which means, "let Baal plead." And Jackson's Dictionary of Scripture Proper Names notes that Jerubbaal means Baal will be contended with, or Baal will be taught. In Judges 7:1, we again read that Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, leaving no doubt that Jerubbaal is another name for Gideon. Okay, here's one for you. You should know the answer to this. 13 times in Judges, we find mention of Jerubbaal. 13 was the number of rebellion. God used Gideon to judge the rebellion shown by the children of Israel in their idol worship of Baal. Didn't know you were going to be quizzed on what we'd already learned, did you? That's how we learn, I guess. So, give me a few minutes to recap where we are in this midnight Bible story of Gideon. Gideon is the fifth of the judges of Israel, and he is now being introduced to the children of Israel. The Midianites, the Amalekites, and the children of the east had plundered the children of Israel, and God allowed this to happen because the children of Israel had committed whoredom unto God by worshiping Baal. After 7 years of this, the children of Israel at last cried unto the Lord. That was the last thought they had after losing everything. They cried unto the Lord. And the Lord sent them a prophet. And this prophet laid out a 7-part indictment unto them that ended with the words found in Judges 6:10, "But ye have not obeyed my voice." The angel of the Lord, who is the Lord, appeared unto Gideon and told Gideon that he was a mighty man of valor. He didn't feel like a mighty man of valor. He didn't feel like a champion of faith. But God saw him that way. Gideon didn't see himself like this yet, but the Lord saw Gideon as the man he would become by faith. And Gideon listened to the angel of the Lord, who indeed was the Lord himself. And in a little bit of time, he became convinced that he didn't see an angel of the Lord face to face. Gideon then built an altar unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah is peace is what that means. The Lord then instructed Gideon to throw down the altar of Baal that was his father's, the town magistrate, where the children of Israel felt comfortable worshiping Baal. Gideon took 10 men of his own servants and at a midnight hour destroyed Baal's altar. They destroyed Baal's grove. They built an altar unto the Lord at the ordered place, using the wood from the cut down grove of Baal to offer a burnt sacrifice unto the one true God. This action got the attention of all those in the immediate surroundings, for the next morning they found their altar of Baal destroyed. God had used Gideon to get their attention. I'm going to read you a couple of verses. One's in Psalms 111:10. The other is in Proverbs 9:10. They both start out the same way. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And it's repeated twice in Scripture, so it must be important. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the Lord in Judges 6:14 had told Gideon to go in this thy might. Thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? The Lord added this little bit of assurance to Gideon in Judges 6:16, saying, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. The Midianites were no problem for the Lord. And we'll see this, and you if you read ahead, you'll see how that happened. But the altar of Baal had to be thrown down before any further progress could be made in delivering Israel from the impoverishing hand of the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east. Sister Bodie, in her study on Judges, she inserts the following. And recall that Sister Bodie always seen types and things. What is an altar of Baal to us? She says, what does that figure? And she answers, any other dependency than the Lord, any other prop upon which we lean is an idol. And we burn incense and worship at that shrine according to God's verdict. It matters not whether these are persons or things. If they are more real and substantial to us than God, they are idols, and we are Baal worshipers. Whenever we look to money or influence, numbers, family or friends for help in the time of trouble, in the time of sorrow or poverty instead of God, we have another idol. The psalmist said, my help cometh from the Lord, and he refused to worship Baal. And no one can be a true deliverer of the people of God until he has cast down every idol and depends absolutely upon God. She wrote, this is the reason there are so few Gideons. Now, I put in my notes, this assessment by Sister Bodie may seem a little harsh, or it may be even perhaps a little cold, but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, said unto the church of Ephesus in Revelation 2:4, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. And these were high-class saints. Paul spent some time with those in Ephesus. But something prevents the high-class Ephesian saints from having God's best. Something other than the Lord took over first place in their lives. They put something on a greater priority and a greater value than on winning Christ as bridegroom. And so, if you think about it, we can add in the same tone as Sister Bodie, that this is the reason that there's only going to be a small rib portion of believers from this church age that will qualify as the spiritual mature woman who has made herself ready to be the Lamb's wife. Sister Bodie wrote, there's very few Gideons. There's very few. They'll be in the Bride of Christ also. When we put the Lord first in our life in all things and in everything, then we are on the correct course to having God's best. Paul wrote in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I wish I had time to finish this, but we'll pick that up next time, Lord willing. And Paul acknowledged he wasn't there yet, if you'll go ahead and read ahead there in Philippians 3:12 through 14. So it's kind of a weird place to leave off, but that's what we'll do. Lord willing, we'll pick up next time.